This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
And hour number three got here really quick. Really quick. But you know what? This portion that live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Oh, indeed it does. Check them out, froglube.com. Coming from the desk of Rob Morse, we get this. He takes a very close look at something that a lot of us contend this all the time. When you look at the stereotypical liberal voting bloc, you could name them with your eyes closed. For socialists in the U.S., losing women and minorities as a reliable voting bloc would be like California leaving the Union. But what's happening is, demographically, the political support for Democrats is hanging by a thread, while the sociologist's ideology drives more and more voters away. Look at all of their little tribal taboos in the socialist culture. You're not allowed to be a conservative academic or a conservative actor. How dare you step out of line and leave your assigned beliefs? You can't be a small government conservative or libertarian if you're one of the wholly owned left-wing voting groups. Or can you? Here are individuals who've broken the mold, and there are more of them every day. And the socialists are beginning to act like jilted lovers. First of all, this explains the hate poured out on Antonia Okafor. She's a very young, She's a very vocal black female conservative. She was an Obama voter, but not anymore. She discovered that she wasn't welcome in the Democrat Socialist Party if she was against abortion. She's been called every racial epithet that you can imagine because of this. And that sounds like a war on women to me. So according to the socialists, being pro-choice only means choosing the socialist party line. Then there's Colleen Noir, or any black American gun owner for that matter, black male American. He's been called a token and an Uncle Tom because he proudly advocates for self-defense. And the leftists can't tolerate a diversity of views once black American men leave the plantation. This is particularly true for an urban black man. And who knew but that black men are responsible just like everyone else. Then there's Shayna Lopez Rivas. She was raped on campus while attending college at Florida State University in Tallahassee. She's been a guest here. Pepper spray didn't stop her attacker. She graduated, but she continues to advocate for concealed carry on campus. I believe that it is great that women can protect themselves, but some people disagree. This particular female rape victim is called a scapegoat for the gun lobbies. If she deliberately put herself at risk in order to advance the political views of a gun manufacturer. She was told she can't be a woman and also want to be armed. One commenter said that Shayna and her family should be murdered by a government drone strike. And despite their talking points, the left seems remarkably intolerant of an empowered woman. Then there's Dana Loesch. She and her family were threatened a few years ago. She was targeted after reporting on union violence at a politician's town hall meeting. Think about that. If you want to silence a reporter, then the last thing you would do is threaten her children. Those threats made self-defense a very personal issue. Socialist politicians now call Loesch a domestic terrorist threat after she repeatedly revealed the left-wing bias in major news outlets. And socialists only support free speech if that speech freely supports socialism. The left hates conservative women and black people the same way slave owners hated seeing newly freed slaves near their plantations. Socialists see these free-thinking individuals as a dangerous contagion that must be marginalized and eliminated from the public square. And this puts the socialists in a tough spot. Today, there are real alternatives to the leftist mainstream media. These conservatives have a voice, and millions of us hear them, and that threatens the socialists. So suddenly, they can't bet on a sure thing. They feel their grip loosening on their favorite voting blocks. And it feels like the Democrats are losing a rigged election again. And worse than that, they're losing their grip on our culture. There's a lot at risk for the socialist politicians. It means a return to hard-fought politics where the Democrats have to listen to voters rather than their special interests. And it means that the history of socialist political corruption might draw to a close. More frightening than that, this cultural shift might put some of the more corrupt political players in jail. And that is why the socialists throw so much hate on some of the vocal conservatives. It's a very interesting dynamic when you consider that the true meaning of love trumps hate has so many threats involved in it. For the leftists, there are no loyal constituents. There are, and they have no loyalty to you if you're voting for them. You are a rock, and they are walking on your back. A lot of Obama Democrats voted for Trump, and they're happy with Trump. I don't care what the media is doing to Trump, because Trump is winning that fight. I don't care what we hear about in the polls, because these are the same polls that told us that Hillary was going to win. I don't care about any of that. All I care about is what we got. And what we have right now is a chance to right the ship. And we're not going to get too many more of those if this one fails. I don't know if we'll get any more of those. I want to see some of these entrenched Republicans go, too. I just do. But for the leftists, every one of us is merely a pawn. And for some on the establishment right as well. I'm not trying to lay it there. It's just that the leftists, they really, the Republicans, the entrenched rhinos, want to maintain the status quo because they just like it. The left wants control forever of everything. It's that simple. That's all they want, is control. And they're trying their level best to get it. They talk enough to, if words could achieve it, we'd all be in big trouble right about now. Oh, gosh. And that part's always going to be a little bit pressing and a little bit depressing for some people. But at the same time, I still know that we're doing the right thing. I know we're going in the right direction. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Here we go! Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Oh, indeed it does. This is the stuff. This is the stuff. When I got the VP9, it was covered in something. I don't know what it was. It wasn't like cosmoline grease like you find some of these Soviet bloc weapons packed in. But it was stuff. I mean, it was thick stuff, too. And I just sprayed it with the Frog Lube solvent and let it sit there for a minute. And it broke up. Took a toothbrush to it. It came off. Took a cloth to it. It wiped off. And then I did a couple of other things. And, you know. And then I put the gun back together, and it was a beautiful thing. You can duplicate that by yourself with no special, any sort of special instructions by simply going to froglube.com and joining me by increasing your Frog Lube IQ. Now, I've already talked about Kathleen Rice in her little tweet. I'm going to say it. NRA and Dana Lash are quickly becoming domestic security threats under President Trump. We can't ignore that. Okay. That's a very bold statement to make about a group of people or a group, a national group here in the United States that has millions of members. There's certainly more members of the NRA than there are members of the military currently serving. Are all of these citizens a threat to the country because they like gun rights? We know at least one Democrat, Ms. Rice, who thinks so. She was likely claiming a security threat over their recent ad featuring Lash criticizing the New York Times. And several journalists and leftists consider the ad as tantamount to a threat of violence against the press. One of was, you know, Representative Rice. Now, it's not uncommon for the leftists to wildly claim that this or that is a threat, or a threat of violence, or inciting to violence, or whatever you really want to call it, you know. It's one of the core planks of the gun control agenda that the public supposedly can't trust the gun nuts. They might turn out to be the next Timothy McVeigh. And as the left fervently believe, right-wing terrorists are a bigger threat than Islamic radicals. And these are the lines repeated ad nauseum by the leftist supporters of gun control in order to sow distrust for gun owners. I don't know how well that works, but, you know, they're trying. They're doing their best. They also like to sow distrust for the groups that represent their rights. Anytime a shooting occurs and the man was not a Muslim radical, NRA is always blamed first for the carnage. Rice's attack is a little different. This was not uttered in response to a mass shooting or some new gun restriction the NRA opposes. It was made over a video. The ad presented by Lash warns the New York Times that gun advocates are coming for you. And consider this a shot across your proverbial bow. We're going to fist the New York Times and find out just what deep rich means to this gray, old gray hag. I hear that all the time coming from the left. Is that a call for violence? Maybe if you were blinded by ideology, you might think so. But, I mean, is that me and you? Do you think? I mean, do you think that's me and you? But there's plenty of folks like Representative Rice who fall into that category, and they construed it as a violent threat. And it doesn't help that several prominent journalists claim to hear Lash saying fist instead of fisk and spread the botched interpretation all over Twitter. What they thought they heard sounds more violent than fisking the paper, but it sounds more like an act best left to the dark corners of the internet than a legitimate threat of physical violence. To fisk means to debunk or correct news reporting. So the big threat, of course, delivered in a bombastic manner, from the NRA was that it was going to correct the LA Times or the New York Times coverage of gun matters. And the gray lady has a very well-known reputation for supporting gun control, such as when the paper put an editorial in favor of firearm restrictions on their front page in 2015. So it makes sense for the NRA to take some issue with their coverage. Especially when they regurgitated this year the debunked smear against Sarah Palin. Now, right now, there's a particularly appealing narrative to leftists that the right wing is encouraging violence and intimidation against journalists. That's not true. You want to know how I can tell you that, journalists? Because you guys are still breeding. I know that you look at yourself as a... You weirdly look at yourself as something heroic, somewhat selfless industry to the left in the age of Trump. And you're just trying to report the facts objectively in spite of all the terrifying tweets that you receive according to the telling of the center-left. So what difference if... What's the difference if they're saying fisk or fist? Makes far better copy to imagine the gun rights group was inciting its millions of AR-15 toting followers to slaughter the journalists rather than simply wanting greater scrutiny of the Times gun coverage. But regardless of the facts, leftists like Rice are always going to view us as domestic security threats. This is the for them, we are the stereotypical white right-wing middle American that they so despise. The caricature of a gun owner is a white male who will never check his privilege. While we might own a Confederate flag and we probably take stands on social policy that would get us fired from Google, and we own at least one firearm, a deadly weapon that the left believes only state should possess, and the gun to millions of Americans represents independence and the ability to protect yourself from threats to you, your family. To the left, middle Americans who believe that they are a dangerous menace to society because they represent open defiance towards the left-wing dogma. So stripping the wrong-thinking gun owners of their cherished weapon means that these folks have to rely more on the state, making us more likely to submit. It's worth remembering that gun control is not an issue of safety, but of power. They want the state to be in control of the weapons because they intrinsically distrust those who legally possess the weapons. That's me and you. It's never about safety. It's power. And they would finally sleep better at night if they knew nobody in rural Georgia had access to a firearm anymore. Oh well, I guess they'll be having nightmares. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the thoughts and all the wisdom he shared.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. CrackandPop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass fed cows. Try it, and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. Check them out at froglube.com. This just in, okay, and I've been waiting to see where this was going to manifest itself. House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi is asking the National Park Service to reconsider a permit for what she is calling a white supremacist rally set in late August in San Francisco in the wake of last weekend's clashes in Charlottesville, Virginia. She said in a statement, "The NPS should reevaluate its decision and its capacity to protect the public during such a toxic rally." A report in the San Francisco Examiner said the rally by the pro-Trump group Patriot Prayer is slated for August 26th at San Francisco's Chrissy Field. Leader of that group has held other rallies and recently spoken out against white supremacy views, though critics like Pelosi have linked the group to the white nationalists. Of course they do. Of course they're going to. Anybody that says they back Trump today, we're all racists and Nazis now. Does everybody understand that? This is the new meme for them. If you supported Trump, if you support Trump, You are a racist. You can't possibly support Trump and not be a racist. This is the new meme. The new talking point, if you will. Now, Pelosi, before Tuesday's statement, had been harshly critical of the Trump administration's response to Charlottesville, where a protester demonstrating against a white supremacist rally was killed in a car attack. Trump took heat for condemning both sides, who obviously went there to fight. So he took heat, I don't know, for telling the truth. Pelosi, in her statement, questioned whether the permit decision for the rally in San Francisco was made from input from the White House without offering any proof about that particular suggestion. This is the parkland is overseen by something called the Golden Gate National Recreation Area, and they reportedly said that Patriot Prayer has obtained permits. San Francisco Examiner report said counter-protests are being organized as officials voice concerns U.S. Park Police might not have enough staff to handle clashes at Chrissy Field. Well, I guess it depends on that counter-protest, doesn't it? Pelosi said San Francisco takes great pride in being a city of peace, which cherishes free speech and the right to public dissent. However, the National Park Service's decision to permit a white supremacist rally at Chrissy Field raises grave and ongoing concerns about public safety. I would think the most dangerous place it's going to be when that happens is probably the Patriot Prayer Group, because I'm sure the leftists are going to come down on them like a ton of bricks. As the left is trying to recalibrate what they're going to do, what they're doing is they're saying, we need to look at our stance on abortion. We need to figure out how to get back the pro-life people. And they want to become more competitive in portions of the country dominated by Donald Trump and the Republicans. So there's their soul-searching going on. They're thinking it's about abortion. But apparently gun control is too sacred of a cow. That was highlighted by two recent pieces of radical gun control legislation. July 27th, Representative Anthony Brown, Maryland, along with 12 co-sponsors, introduced H.R. 3558. This was a micro-stamping bill. Micro-stamping is a very flawed and expensive method in which certain firearms components, which is the firing pin, are etched with a serial number that begins to degrade as soon as you pull the trigger the first time. It punches it's sort of a Judge Dredd thing. It punches a little mark on the back of that primer when you pull the trigger. NRA and others have identified numerous problems with the technology, including the fact that it is easily defeated with an emery board, or repeated use of the gun is going to tear it apart, and it would require an onerous system of registering firearm components. Because having that without having that to back it up, all right, so we know which firing pin this is. Let's look it on a registry and see which gun. Oh, yeah. The cost of implementing this technology would be $200 per gun. That would be a whole lot to be, you know. But then there's Donald Payne. He didn't want to be outdone, so he introduced H.R. 3613 to authorize the director of the Bureau of Justice Assistance to make grants to states, units of local government, and gun dealers to conduct gun buyback programs to the tune of $360 million. Squandering federal taxpayer dollars on gun buybacks, which is actually more appropriately termed a turn-in. Pushing for that in 2017 reveals a fanatical hostility towards guns and a profound disregard for sound public policy. Since 1998, the DOJ has understood that gun turn-ins are ineffective. There's a National Institute of Justice document from that year titled Preventing Crime, What Works? We've known this since 1998. Preventing Crime, What Works? What Doesn't? What's Promising? Put gun turn-ins at the top of its list of what doesn't work. And they reiterated that point in 2013 and concluded gun buybacks are ineffective as generally implemented. And further, some of the most radical anti-gun researchers, including John Vernick from the Bloomberg Bankroll John Hopkins Center for Gun Policy and Research, have admitted that turn-ins do not diminish violent crime. And then there's Kamala Harris. She took to Twitter to call for a renewal of the federal assault weapons ban. That entire assault weapon concept is a creation of anti-gun activists who use the term to create confusion after their attempts to ban handguns had failed. And Charles Krauthammer, a proponent of gun confiscation, wrote, "The only real justification for the assault weapon ban is not to reduce crime, but to desensitize the public to the regulation of weapons in preparation for their ultimate confiscation." And as Krauthammer predicted, the ban on so-called assault weapons had little effect on crime, but that hasn't stopped gun control proponents like Senator Harris from calling for its renewal. So, Al Gore's defeat. Since then, the National Party has made a concerted effort to soften their position on gun control in order to be more competitive in parts of the country where the voters put significant value on their Second Amendment rights. But Mike Rahm Emanuel says sometimes these candidates need to reflect their districts. In the three presidential election cycles following Gore's defeat, the Democrats recognized American Second Amendment rights in their platform. Obama avoided the issue until he secured a second term in office, leading the Brady campaign to issue him an F rating. But Democrats aren't—they're not pulling that back. They're not—they're going to pull back on abortion because, after all, that's the law of the land. Why do they need to go after that now? Gun control—we're still coming for it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
It's a good thing I don't leave the booth. Last time on the firing line live tonight, this is Lock and Load. We get a few bonus minutes here, a few bonus seconds. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. Check them out at froglube.com. Now, I was talking about how the gun anti-gunners look at anybody who hooks up with the NRA as either a token or a shill or something, or in the case of Shayna Rivas Lopez, they're calling her a stooge, like she put herself into that rape for just so she could help out the gun industry. Let's talk about Jessica Gawey. The Brady campaign, and I've talked about this before, but the Brady campaign told an Aurora shooting victim's parents to file a hopeless suit against the gun ammunition dealer. And the result was bankruptcy for them. 2012, Jessica Gawey was murdered by James Holmes during a showing of The Dark Knight. She was one of 12 victims who died that day, and in the aftermath, Gawey's mother, Sandy, filed a lawsuit against Lucky Gunner, the business that sold Holmes' weapons. Last week, Mother Jones was talking about Sandy Phillips, who complained bitterly that her case had been thrown out. Working for the Brady campaign became a flurry of media appearances and meetings with politicians, police, and survivors. They also encouraged Lonnie and she to sue Lucky Gunner, the dealer that sold the stockpile of ammo to Jesse's killers, they say, which, you know, how many rounds makes a stockpile? And they agreed that dealers should have to take some responsibility. Shouldn't they have to vet a buyer of military-grade weaponry or buyer bullets en masse? The primary goal of their lawsuit was to make the gun dealer change its business practice, at a minimum to ask for proof of identity and do a background check. The only problem with that is there's no database for that lady. How do you do something that is not set up to be done? That case would go on for 3 months, and they never met a judge, and they never saw a courtroom. And when the judge dismissed the suit, he said it is apparent that this case was filed to pursue the political purposes of the Brady Center. It In Ms. Phillips' case, she believes that the law protects the gun dealers, also bars people like them from a constitutional right to be heard. I can't imagine the pain of a parent that loses a child. So, I don't blame her for attempting to channel her grief. But what is the excuse of the Brady campaign who gave the Phillipses this idea and told her erroneously that they had a shot? Because everything that Lucky Gunner did was legal. Did they sell him the gun? Did they just sell him the rounds? Lucky Gunner's an ammunition dealer. So Mother Jones gets a whole bunch of junk wrong from the get-go. Moreover, had the judge ruled against the store, he would have effectively been changing the law. A decision that found a gun dealer responsible for the actions of a third party would open the floodgates for similar lawsuits around the country. And it wouldn't just be guns. It'd be car dealers. Why wouldn't that be something we would do for somebody who got knifed? Should have known when he was buying that set of steak knives he was going to kill everybody in the house. Where does it stop? The suit ended that way because it had to. The suit was dismissed under the 2005 Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act, which was meant to protect the firearms industry from politically motivated lawsuits in which the plaintiffs claimed that gun manufacturers and dealers were responsible for the criminal act of a third party totally beyond their control, and rightly so. Now, Hillary Clinton wanted to do away with that. That was it's a way to usher in gun control through the back door by turning in innocent people into criminals. Lucky Gunner was no more responsible for James Holmes than Honda was for the actions of Abdul Razak Ali Artan when he attempted to use his Civic to kill pedestrians at Ohio State. And they no more deserve punishment. Gun manufacturers are liable when they make a gun that has an issue. But they do not. That does not apply to misuse. And sadly for Phillips and her husband, by acting on the Brady campaign's advice to file suit against the store, they seriously wounded themselves financially. After they sold their home and belongings in Texas to attend Holmes trial in Colorado and then travel around the country in a camper to advocate more control, gun control, their frivolous lawsuit finished them off. Because when they threw out the case, the judge ordered the family to pay Lucky Gunner's legal fees. And that's more than $200,000. As harsh as that is, that was a fair and correct decision, considering the underlying facts and the lack of any substance in the case. And where did the Brady campaign go in all of this? They were the ones that should have been standing by. They knew would likely that if he threw it out, that he would likely order the Phillipses to pay Lucky Gunner's legal expenses. Why aren't they stepping up to help with the legal fees? In 2014 and 2015, they took in $25 million. Surely they could write a check for $200,000 and save the Phillips from the indignity of going bankrupt. When you listen to Ms. Phillips in the Mother Jones piece, you can hear the Brady campaign talking points. You can see the fingerprints. It's right down to the language that she uses when discussing her preferred public policy. They refer to Holmes' rifle as military grade. It wasn't military grade. It's a semi-automatic rifle. Buying ammunition in bulk is not unusual. As with any commodity, its prices fluctuate, and people who enjoy shooting for sport buy en masse when prices are favorable. And as for the complaint that gun stores must vet a buyer, the store did just that, as both federal and state law require, and Holmes passed it. For all practical purposes, the Brady campaign should pay the legal costs, but for political purposes, it's better for them if they do not. And this is where gun control and the organizations that push people like the Phillipses into this, this is where the insidious nature of them comes in. Because it's better for the Brady campaign to play up the martyr angle for the Phillipses than by decrying the gun dealer who bankrupted them for wanting said dealer to take responsibility for their actions. That's the better story for them. They pay the legal costs associated with a failed lawsuit that they encouraged. Well, they're not, the message doesn't go as far. Better for them to let them wither. The Phillipses, I don't know how old they are. Looking at pictures of them, I think they might be close to my age, maybe a little older. They've entered the stage of life where they should be sitting back and enjoying life. And it's very hard for them to do because of their daughter, right? That's 5 years ago. Still lingers. I'm sure it does. And yet, they've been filled with this idea that there's some justice out there that they can get by getting a judge to create law. And that's just not going to happen. And they have, in fact, ruined themselves now. And on the one hand, I'm sorry that happened. And on the other hand, it had to happen in order for justice to be served. And if it ever happens again, it should happen exactly the same way. This is, you know, at some point, everybody takes some personal responsibility. They need to take some, too. But, you know, tomorrow night, it'll be the guys from Arbalest World. Rob Morse is going to join me as well. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. Has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.